I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,300 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem rewards for any cash amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Janine, you ready to play today?
I am.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Janine.
Thank you.
All right, so Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close, and he's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I have five questions for you, all pop culture. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Let's win some cash today. Number one, John Stamos said he's against a Full House revival, especially after the passing of Bob Saget, and he says he's not going to be part of it. Full House takes place in what California city?
Los Angeles.
Number two, T.J. Miller claimed that Ryan Reynolds was difficult to work with, and Ryan Reynolds has reached out to him trying to clear the air. What is the name of the 2016 Marvel film they both starred in?
Iron Man.
Number three, starting November 3rd, Netflix will charge $6.99 a month for the new ad-supported plan, so you'll get 5 minutes of ads an hour for the discounted rate. The number one watched children's show on Netflix last year starred JJ, Yo-Yo, and Tom Tom. What show is that?
I have no idea.
Number four, the American Music Awards announced their nominees yesterday, and voting is now open. Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Drake have 6 nominations each, but leading the nominations with 8 is a Puerto Rican artist that was also in the movie Bullet Train this year. Who is that?
Oh, Zendaya.
And number five... Oh, Janine. Number five, BravoCon starts today, the biggest reality TV convention of the year happening in New York City. Hundreds of reality stars from Vanderpump Rules, Summer House, Southern Charm, and the show that stars Captain Lee and a boat. What's the name of that show?
Below Deck.
Okay. All right. Woo! Oh, man, Raven.
How'd you do?
Janine got one.
Oh, $1,300 on a Friday. Good job, Janine. Let's see how I do. Here we go. I'm sure they're really tricky.
Number one, John Stamos says he's against a Full House revival, especially after the passing of Bob Saget. He's not going to be any part of it.
Mm.
Full House takes place in what California city?
San Francisco.
Yes, you guys are tied. Number two, T.J. Miller claimed that Ryan Reynolds was difficult to work with, and Reynolds has since reached out to him trying to clear the air. What is the name of the 2016 Marvel film they both starred in?
Deadpool. I think T.J. Miller is out of sorts here.
Number three, starting November 3rd, Netflix will charge $6.99 a month for new ad-supported plan. 5 minutes of ads an hour for the discounted rate.
Mm-hmm.
The number one watched children's show on Netflix last year starred J.J., Yo-Yo, and Tom Tom. What show is that?
It sounds like Teletubbies.
No.
It's not Teletubbies.
No, it's Cocomelon.
Okay.
Number four, the American Music Awards announced their nominees yesterday, and voting is now open. Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Drake have 6 nominations each. But leading the nominations with 8 is the Puerto Rican artist that also was in the movie Bullet Train this year.
It's going to be Bad Bunny, right?
Bad Bunny is correct. And number five, BravoCon starts today, the biggest reality TV convention of the year happening in New York City. Hundreds of reality stars from Vanderpump Rules, Summer House, Southern Charm, and the show that stars Captain Lee in a boat. What's that show called?
It's going to be Below Deck, right?
Yes. I'm sorry, Janine. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna on Raven t-shirt.
I'm Janine, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,400 Monday.